Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. The National Gallery of Victoria's Triennale is well underway in Melbourne, Australia, and one installation that caught our attention is Boudoir Babylon. Dreamt up by Australian firm Sibling Architecture and London-based Adam Nathaniel Furman, the project explores how design might create spaces of safety and takes inspiration from the boudoir, the salon and the club. Here's Timothy Moore of Sibling Architecture to set the scene.
Sibling and Adam as well, we're interested in use or how people use space, then spaces as containers of essentialized meaning. When we talk about like the club or the salon or the boudoir, we're really interested in how spaces are used rather than how they are essential or specific or static. I guess what we're interested in with the salon, but also the other two categories as well, are spaces where people outside of the norm come together in a city who can't maybe gather in public spheres. We're interested in the salon, which was a space where key figures, particularly women and immigrants and Jewish women as well, would gather and conglomerate and have conversation outside of the sphere of the men who are often out there in drinking halls. So we're kind of attracted to this space as a place where women, but also people who have non-normative religious and ideological beliefs could gather.
We kind of like wanted to come up with sort of iconic typologies that we related to as well, where people who were not able to express themselves fully in the public sphere, okay, for fear of violence or rejection, were able not only to meet and communicate and get on, form sort of social relationships, different alternative forms of kinship, but that were also able to express themselves. You know, a very important part of actually being able to feel like you really exist in the world is to be able to externalize in an aesthetic manner, visually, your difference.
For us, we're really interested in the salon as a space where it's a theatre for conversations. Different types of furniture, long tables, chairs kind of get placed together and arranged in different ways over time. And this is kind of echoed in the design itself, where nearly everything in that space is flexible and can be moved around. There's some great salons from the 17th century up until the 20th century. If you think of Gertrude Stein's salon in the Street of Flowers in Paris, you know, it's kind of, you know, marvelous space where lots of people would drop by and linger and gather on chairs. But one thing that's quite inspiring is also the salon hang of the paintings in the background and the Matisse. And with this space as well, we're thinking about not only how people become the artwork itself, but the bright, vivid scenography at the back as well is just as important as people's behaviour too.
Initially, the design was quite compartmentalized, where we were in a way sort of trying to create areas that were very clearly identified as salon, the nightclub and the boudoir. But progressively over the kind of relatively long design period that we had, we sort of synthesized everything together into something that was more iconic and simpler to understand and comprehend. On the one hand, it could be understood through all of these things that we're talking about for someone who's interested. But on the other hand, it also just operates as a very interesting space for mixing for everyone. That's also aesthetically intriguing. So there's that kind of double level, like really fun, but also a little bit intense if you want to know more.
When people, you know, walk into the space, they don't see the theory. So, you know, what do they see is the question. You know, they see a mirrored wall and they want to take a photo of themselves. They stop and stare at the central fantasy, trying to work out what the form is, you know, how they read things in different angle. Others notice nothing until they sit down for a coffee and through these kind of oculi or portal holes, start to glance at other passers-by. But actually one thing that was really unexpected to me was actually the scale of the installation in relationship to children. And one thing that became very clear and very abundant was the amount of children that started to climb up the kind of wedding cake tiered catwalk. And these kind of wings or moments that kind of come out in this capital were really of the scale of children, and seeing the children kind of peek through the holes in the catwalk, that was quite exciting for me and something that was quite unplanned.
Timothy Moore and Adam Nathaniel Furman there, they were speaking to this show's producer, Maylie Evans. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length programme airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.